Acacia Moon Publishing presents the unabridged recording of Pulchritude by Anna Mardoll, performed by Corrie Samuel. Pulchritude, An Ugly Tale of Beauty. Chapter 1. Rosella. Rosella eyed the darkening sky appreciatively as she walked the dirt-packed road. The sky had threatened rain all day, and she was thrilled to see thick thunderclouds rolling overhead as dusk approached. She hadn't planned on a downpour, and did not have the necessary skill with weather to create one, even if she had, but a storm would add a nice touch to tonight's events. She had been walking for weeks since she had awakened from her winter sleep, travelling through the country with no real destination in mind, until a night spent in a country village had planted in her mind an idea that promised to be amusing. The village itself had been disappointing, a small collection of straw-thatched houses, inhabited by a handful of land-bound serfs and itinerant workers. The villagers had been deeply suspicious of her, but the gossip they had been willing to share was of the recent death of the local lord and the upcoming nuptials of his heir. From the shabby condition of the village, Rosella gathered that the elder lord had been an impoverished country prince. No doubt the lord's extensive debts would pass to his heir, along with the usual prestigious titles and enviable blood relationships to distant emperors. The politics of the situation had been breathtakingly dull, but Rosella's interest was piqued by the news that the young heir, now in his second or third decade of life, she had never been very good at remembering mortal ages, would soon be receiving guests to announce the news of his wedding. Opinions were varied on what this event would mean for the villagers, with speculation ranging over the prospect of holidays.